Public Image Limited celebrating their 40th anniversary with the Public Image's Rotten 2018 tour, including 32 dates in the UK and Europe, then on to Japan, and it's featuring what's described as choice cuts from their forthcoming career-spanning documentary and box set of the same name. It is, of course, John Lydon's Public Image Limited, and to tell us all about it is the punk rock king who shot to fame, of course, with the Sex Pistols, the man himself, the man who's never short of words. I've got him here with us on the phone. John Lydon, my old mucker, how are you?
Hello, matey.
Well,
what an introduction. I mean, what am I supposed to say after that?
Well,
yes, it's me. What did it, officer?
Well, listen, somebody who's been around for as long as you have, John, I mean, what a great career you've got. But first of all, I want to ask you, I always ask you this, because it's always changing. These days, do I call you John, Johnny, Mr. Rotten, Mr. Lydon? I get confused.
Well, so long as it doesn't begin with C or F, John will do.
All right, John. Well, look, okay, listen. We're going to have a good chin wag about the past.
Yeah, the only bloke who ever called me Johnny was my dad, you know. Don't want to start dwelling on missing him.
All right, well, listen, we're going to talk about the past and the future, but we've spoken many times. The one thing I've always wanted to ask you, what is it like being the Sex Pistols punk rock god and pill megastar John Lydon?
Cool. Well, it ain't bad for a lifestyle, is it? It ain't like I asked for any of this. I guess I was just born with two left feet and never really fitted in. Various childhood illnesses affected me, I think favourably, and I learned at a very early age to just get on with it and not rely on self-pity or the accolades of others. To have a sense of self-purpose about myself and to just tell it like it is, as close to the truth as I possibly can get. They have to accept that I do what I do because it's my life experiences. And to me, that's more valid than adopting or quaffing my hair according to a whim or a fashion trend. And because of that, I've accidentally become one from time to time. Life's a collection of accidents, isn't it? You know? It's like snakes and ladders. You just hope there aren't too many snakes at the end of every ladder.
Well, I must admit, you've had an amazing career, and you're liken it to snakes and ladders. I suppose everybody's had their ups and downs. You seem to have had a lot of ups, and particularly in recent times as well. I mean, you've almost got like...
Well, I'd had an awful period there for about 18 years where I couldn't actually make any records because I was in dire straits with the record labels, claiming that I owed just so much money that they weren't going to loan me anything to get out and tour and earn the money back. So it was a catch-22 kind of situation. So, you know... I've been in the wilderness, and I reckon to survive that, I had to show some kind of fortitude. In that period, of course, that's when I did all them epic shark programs, cheeky monkeys in Africa, and various other things. The I'm a Celebrity creeps in there in my mind somehow. And, all that led to... Dairy Crest wanting me to promote butter. Now, that at the time seemed like the worst idea ever, but the sheer anarchy of it, how could I resist? And it did wonders. It got me in a financial situation where I could buy my way out of the record labels and reset Public Image up again as an independent... autocratic unit, free from the system, and never look back. This is the best period of my life.
Well, I'm just going to remind everybody, in 2015 you released that amazing 10th studio album, What the World Needs Now, and you toured that quite recently, back in 2016. It was fantastic, it got great acclaim from fans and the press, and that came after 2012's This Is Pill, which was your first album in 17 years. So two albums in 3 years.
And those we did are completely independent of large labels. So it is possible and it can be done. And you can ignore the system and go your own way. I mean, we sink or swim, really, according to foreman. There's still people there willing to and prepared to acknowledge us as a live act, then that gives us the money then to go back in the studio, make a new album and continue the cycle.
But John, you did, what I'm saying there is you did 2 albums in 3 years. Are we getting close to another one anytime soon? Are you writing? Are you recording?
Yeah, well, I mean, the songs are already coming up in all of our minds, but it's really raising the money to be able to go and record them. This time on this tour, we've left out a week here, a week there, in order to be able to do that.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I want to ask you about that. Let's talk about this tour. I mean, it sounds amazing, and what a tour it is. I think it's something like 32 dates just in the UK and Europe, and then you're off to Japan and no doubt the rest of the world. But Friday 15th of June, you're at Sheffield O2 Academy. I want to talk to you about that. Manchester, Hull, Cardiff, Exeter, Wrexham, Reading, Frome in Somerset, Nottingham, Southampton, Blackpool, Ardwick, Bangor, Inverness, Aberdeen and Dundee. Wow, that's some tour, man. How do you do that? How do you prepare for all those days, Sir John? We're not getting younger.
I've never hurt anybody.
We're not getting any younger, are we, mate? How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, well, yes, age is just something you experience in the mind. I mean, you can allow the physicalities to dominate you, but I'm far too strong-minded for that. You know, I've never been the healthiest bunny on the block, but mentally, I'm astute and I can go through it. I don't mind hard work at all. In fact, I love it. It's a pleasure to be able to say I can do that. That's what I fully expect life to be like.
Yeah. I just
better than sitting around watching TV and moaning about politics.
Well, we might moan about that before we're done. But before we do that, tell me about this tour then. What can fans expect, John?
Well, they can expect 100% and probably more effort. A thoroughly enjoyable show. A complete respect from the band towards the audience. Up close and personal eye contact throughout. And songs that will hit every emotion you've ever endured, whether positive or negative. No clever smoke stacks or flashy lights that will distract you from what it is. It's the business of being a human performed live.
The sincerity, we always get that from you, John.
Yeah.
And in terms of the songs that we're going to hear then, the choice cuts, we're getting the greatest hits. Am I going to actually hear my favourite, This Is Not a Love Song?
I wouldn't say it'd be like that, no. We'll play what we feel is right, and that could change from night to night, according to the vibe from the audience.
I guess.
But at the same time, they're saying, like, don't shout out requests, because, you know, it's, I don't do weddings and bar mitzvahs, and I don't do requests. We're not a cruise ship band. Not playing at my own brother's daughter's wedding. I've told them that already. I'm not getting up and singing.
But there are some, but John, there are some great crowd pleasers out there.
I can't help that. That just naturally happens, doesn't it?
You know? It does.
I mean, I've had long enough to, like, you know, write a few of them, and lo and behold, I think I have. When it goes, it's like, 40 years I've been around with Pill. Well, yippee, because that means there should be another 40 years. As far as I'm concerned, I still haven't written the best song I possibly can yet. And that's my driving force. That's my energy. So I'm not really sitting back and hanging on my laurels here.
Well, that's good to hear, John. This Is Not a Love Song back in 1983, one of my favourite songs from the 80s. Are you going to be doing the likes of that, though? Are fans going to get that? Or could it change every night?
It shapeshifts. It absolutely can shapeshift. We're a band that are so capable of doing that because we respect each other. We're friends, see? Mm. And so there's no such thing as a bum note. There's just an idea to take it off into another area to explore.
I think one of the sad things from a lot of your fans, though, John, is that only kind of last year we were celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Sex Pistols, and you told me quite categorically.
There's only two of them in a lifetime.
Yeah, but you told me quite categorically that there wouldn't be any more Sex Pistols. You wouldn't be singing any of their songs.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. No.
No,
I'm not going back on that because it's unhealthy. It's a very unhealthy situation between all of us. And it shouldn't be. I'd rather put an end to it and we can call each other again friends rather than having to deal with all of the business shenanigans, of course, which involves everybody's different managers. It becomes unhealthy. There's too many outside influences for me to consider it ever again. And I hope a fan base out there understands that, that it's best well left alone. It did great things then, and it won't be doing great things now. It'll be doing piss-poor interpretations.
Yeah.
That's not going to do any of us any good.
Do you know what? And I'm sure all your fans respect you for that, John. The thing is, when I hear the songs like... And I've still got them on my iPhone now, I play them. It's not vinyl anymore, is it? But it's like Pretty Vacant, Anarchy in the UK, God Save the... I love all that still. Do you still listen to some of the old classics like Pretty Vacant, Anarchy in the UK? Do you still listen to it?
I don't go out of my way to acknowledge myself, no. I mean, there are rare occasions, you know? I mean, I love my music, but I love other people's music just as much. And every now and again, I might spin an odd tune in there, you know, just for my own listening pleasure. It's refreshing sometimes to just go back and feel how bright that album was.
Amazingly so, John. I think it's as bright and refreshing today. It sounds like it was recorded almost yesterday. Yeah. It's terrific.
Dealing with
terrific.
Serious social issues, and I think in a very proper, respectful way, upfront and honest with it.
The other thing I want to talk to you about, Sheffield, is that we've got a massive music festival here now called Tramlines. And this year they've got Stereophonics, Noel Gallagher, Jake Bugg, Craig David, loads of big names like Reverend the Makers, Sherlock's, Milburn. And the bosses there tell me they'd love one day for you to play at Tramlines in Sheffield. Do you think that's a possibility, John?
All they've got to do is approach us.
Well, that's good to hear.
Simple enough done, isn't it? I mean, we're the kind of band that really thrives on live performance. It's very rare we turn down an offer. It's very rare we're offered.
Well, we always love to get you back in Sheffield and indeed in the UK. And I've got to ask you about that. Just tell people where you're calling from and where's home these days.
Oh, I'm in Los Angeles at the moment. You know, it is what it is here. It's always, the weather's a fairly consistent mediocrity. Every time it rains, which it did yesterday, they're all screaming and yelling it's the end of the earth. And of course, it's not even what I would call a drizzle by English standards. there you go. My opinion of LA.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean...
I just flushed it.
I heard that. The world's gone bonkers, though, where John Simms, we last spoke. I just wondered your quick-fire thoughts on Trump, Brexit, Theresa May and Corbyn.
Oh, God. Well, most people voted for Brexit because they didn't understand what was going on, all right? But, I mean, you should have just taken one quick look at Nigel Farage and realised the bloke's a little bit amiss, isn't he?
I hear you.
You know, and that's my attitude in it. But, you know, what the hell, it hasn't made much difference in or out.
And what about Trump?
Makes me wonder what you're going to be doing with the Channel Tunnel anytime soon. for bands, it's a bad thing because it opens us back up to, if we're not in Europe, they'll put all kind of weird bloody rules and structure on us and cut monies down by a great deal.
And the rest of the world, John, what about what's your feelings about Trump and Theresa May and Corbyn?
Well, when Trumpets Blair. That's it for me, really. Gone from Tony Blair to Trumpet.
Yeah.
I'm unimpressed. I'm not interested in the politics of it because I don't believe there is any. It's just the same-o, no matter who you vote in. It's the whole structure and the institution of it that needs change, and that's why Trump is here, is because of that. People don't understand that. People in America want to be rid of politics as usual. The trouble is they've banked and hedged their bets on a businessman. And I'm sorry, but the old saying that all business is corrupt, it's basically true. It's the wrong way to go about it. Anything that initiates a change for the better, I'm all for.
But will what's happening in society today reflect in some of your lyrics of the songs that you're about to write, John? Because you've always been a social...
It's always there. If I see people disenfranchised, I cannot help but be empathetic to that.
Yeah.
I'm naturally drawn to that. That's just the way I am. I see a wounded cat, I want to help it. That's how it is. I mean, there's lots of issues going on in my personal life too that have to be dealt with, and they'll have their influence in the songs too.
Yeah. Well, listen, we can't wait for it. But before all that, I'm just going to remind everybody again, you're actually coming back. You're over in the UK this summer with a 32-day tour of UK and Europe, the Public Image is Rotten 2018 tour. John, honestly, it's always a pleasure. I could talk to you all night. Thank you for making time for us. Can't wait to see you over here. Can't wait to see that energetic show, and I'm sure it's going to be as magical as ever.
Yes, all that butter.
Well, it pays the bills, John.
And I'm the better for it.
All right, John. Well, listen, thanks for buttering us up this tonight. And we'll see you
soon. Well, at least I improved some industries in Britain. So I've done my bit for society.
Yes, keep spreading the word, eh?
Yeah.
All right, John. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
All right.
All right, buddy. See you this summer. Bye-bye.
Yeah, may the road rise with you and your enemies always be behind you. May the scatter, flatter, batter and shatter.
I'll take your word for it, John. Thank you.
Peace.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.